Nearly two decades ago, on December 23rd, a lone Holstein cow stole Christmas. The milk cow from Canada had been shipped to Washington State in Mabton. It was the first mad cow disease, or BSE, case discovered in the U.S. On that story, our very own ag expert Anna King, a newspaper reporter back then.
Back about 20 years ago, Sergio Madrigal and his wife Rosa had nearly 450 calves near Sunnyside. They all had to be killed. The U.S. Department of Agriculture came and took them away for euthanization. The infected mother cow had a calf, and it was difficult to sort the animal out of the rest of the herd of young cattle. The government paid the Madrigal some for the cattle, but it was still a huge setback and loss for their farm.
Yo soy Sergio Madrigal, vengo de Michoacán, México.
Are you okay? Sergio walks away from my mic and goes behind the truck, his eyes squinting with tears. Then his wife explains.
It's because we lost everything. You know, all this. We worked so hard for it. So many years. My kids. Now we don't have anything. We don't even have a place to live.
Two decades later, they're not doing better. They're worse off.
Y mis niños desde chiquitos.
He worked all his life. You know, we've been working so hard with the kids and everything. And just for one mistake or, you know, whatever happened, we lost everything. Like, we lost the whole farm, everything, our house. So we're with nothing. We have nothing.
First was the calves, then in 2008, cattle prices dipped a lot with the economy. Then came COVID, which laid the family low several times.
Whoever felt better had to come outside and feed the animals.
Sergio and Rosa were evicted from their farm in early December. Now they say their family is living across three households. Sergio works construction on top of farming. Rosa is a part-time caregiver. Agriculture is tough. Building something for their four girls and son is really tough, they say. Losing cattle to the mad cow scare, tough. In the good times, Sergio and Rosa said they had more than 2,000 animals.
At the end, there was no help.
I'm Anna King in Sunnyside, Washington.